And we're on Jazz Street with Joe Dyson. Joe, welcome back to town.
Oh, man, thanks for having me. It's so good to be back here.
So catch us up on the last 365 days of your life. It's been pretty interesting, last I heard.
Oh, absolutely. Nah, it's been a while. When I started the year going to Japan, and I played a week there with Pat Metheny and the masterful Ron Carter. And it was a moment that definitely will stay with me for a lifetime. I was really grateful to have that time with him. And from there, I've been touring with Galat Hexaman, a great friend of mine. We actually just came back from China. And the bassist, Joe Martin, did a great 2 weeks out there. It's my first time actually moving through a few cities throughout the country. So I really enjoyed that. I've also recorded a record since then. I'm getting ready to release it soon. So you can, if you stay close to my social medias, you kind of find some stuff. And I post a lot on my stories, and then some on Facebook, some here on my Instagram. So it depends. But if you stay tuned, you'll definitely figure out.
Speaking with Joe Dyson. Joe, what was it like traveling through China as a musician and as an artist?
I enjoyed it. I think some of the things that I think we hear, like when I went out there, I was definitely surprised. These people are beautiful people who are really into the music. They love American culture, and it was a beautiful exchange. I really enjoyed my time through all of the cities, and it was, I definitely would say that it's worth moving beyond anything that you have heard, and to go out and just be open and explore.
Speaking with Joe Dyson, Joe, talk about tonight's show and who's going to be in your band.
Tonight's show is going to be a nice one. I have some friends of mine that I play with over the times being in New York. I have John Chen on piano, who's phenomenal. I also have Kenyatta Beasley on trumpet, who's also a big brother from New Orleans, and another great friend of mine, my brother Barry Stevenson, on the bass.
It's going to be a great show. So talk about when you're playing with your friends, the dynamic of just playing. You guys share so much time together growing up and hanging together, but now you bring that to the bandstand. What's that like for you?
This is always interesting when I'm sitting in the leader's chair, because I'm so used to playing behind them and being in a supportive role, and also being under them learning playing their music. So to have them be able to be willing to be with me and play my music, I'm always grateful. It's a beautiful experience. I'm also growing as a leader, and it's always a joy. I'm super grateful for it.
For you, what's the biggest lesson that you learned from working with Ron Carter?
The biggest lesson, I would say, one, he is one of the most profound listeners on the planet. All of the notes that he chooses are distinct, and they're in the perfect place, and it literally moves the music in so many places, all at the choice of one note. And I think that just that level of listening intently and being able to elevate the music will always be something that I feel like I will be chasing.
And we get to see that journey here in person tonight. Joe, thanks so much again for doing what you do.
Thank you so much for having me again, Derek. Blessings.